Good morning. Addie? Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. These are so pretty. And you have, oh my goodness. Thank you, everybody. I don't know what to say. Thank you all. I'm so excited to look at your cards. And you brought your own snacks today. I'm going to have to step up my game. All right, so today maybe you're going to need a little bit of audience participation. Can you guys help me out with something? All right, so we are going to get everyone out in the congregation to help us out with something. Has anyone heard a rainstorm before? All right, so we are going to make our own rain. Does that sound fun? All right, so we're going to start over here. I'm going to stand up so you all can see me. And you guys can stand up too if you want. All right, so we're going to start over here. And you guys are going to start by clicking your fingers like this. And we're going to go around. Can I click your fingers? All right. And then over here, we're going to start going like this with our hands. Perfect. All right. And then we're going to clap lightly. All right. And then we're going to clap really hard. And then we're going to go back to clapping lightly. Right. And then we're going to snap again. All right. And then we're going to stop. Okay. So, we can have a seat again. Thank you, everybody. So we had kind of a lot of noise there, right? And people were clapping their hands really loud. And then it kind of stopped. And when you hear lots of loud things, kind of what does that mean? The clicking is a little bit less loud, and it makes us kind of feel a little bit less scared, maybe. Because maybe if you have a whole bunch of people clapping their hands at you, you might be wondering, why are they clapping their hands at me? The moment of kind of silence that comes after, that kind of feels nice, doesn't it? Yeah, do you know what another word for that, for silence is? The word, also a word for today, last week was hope. This week is peace. So we can have a piece of cake. I love cake. So we can have a piece of cake, or we can have peace. And does anyone's parents ever say, I just need some peace and quiet? You heard that before? Yeah? They've heard that before. So that means that they want some quiet. And it's kind of really like the end of that rainstorm, right? Because when we experience quiet, then we can see kind of where God is in our lives. And we can kind of see, you know, maybe God's present in the rain, or maybe God's present in the family, or maybe God's present here, but in the moments of quiet that we actually get to see where God is. Capiche? We don't know what that means yet. Say capiche. Capiche, good. So when I say capiche, you say capiche. Ready? Capiche. That means I got it. All right. So whenever, sometimes being quiet is good because we can see where God is. Sound good? All right. So we're going to pray, and then you can either eat some of your snacks or we have some of these snacks. Okay? Ready? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for being present in the loud and the quiet of life. Amen. All right, and before you go, though, we do have some more ornaments to put on the tree. So remember how we put some ornaments on the tree last week? We're going to put some more ornaments on that tree over there. It looks a little weird. It doesn't have as many ornaments as the other one does it? So this says peace. So peace means quiet. So we're going to remember to look for quiet sometimes. Would you like one? All right, let's go and put those on the tree. All right, and then once you're done, you can come get snacks. Okay. All right, so there's some in here.